Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Some of the rats are staying on the ship. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 2nd of September 2022. With some senior Tories now trying to distance themselves from the disaster that was lockdown, for example, Tory leader no-hoper Rishi the Rat Sunak and Grant Shapps, it appears that some of the rats have not received the memo and are content to go down with the ship. Our glorious outgoing leader Boris Johnson has just been justifying the lockdown this week, saying that it would have been much worse had we not locked down. Very hard to understand this view given that, and he well knows it, the modelling and the figures used to justify the lockdown were cooked and bogus. In any case, how much worse could it be? I guess he doesn't get out much beyond the Westminster bubble. If he did, he would see the ruined lives, ruined economy, ruined education system and ruined NHS all entirely his responsibility. Others clinging to the mast include spin doctor Lee Kane, who is accusing Sunak of COVID revisionism and claims that the prospect of lockdown was agonised over by the relevant people and not arrived at lightly. However arrived at, if they genuinely had agonised over it, they would have come to the right decision and not locked down, surely. But Kane gives his position away by saying the biggest mistake the government made was not locking down sooner. He's clearly just another lockdown fanatic. Sean O'Grady of The Independent asks, how dare we demand apologies from those responsible for lockdown? He claims the myth is being perpetuated that lockdowns actually caused more deaths than lives saved. It's a ridiculous suggestion, but a seductive one. Given that there appears to be no evidence that lockdown saved any lives, and the evidence post-lockdown of increasing numbers of excess deaths as a result, it's hard to see how he comes to that conclusion. My guess is that he is just another lockdown fanatic. Next up is Henry Hill, writing in Conservative Home, of which he's deputy editor, saying that it would be wrong to rule out future lockdowns as a means of responding to a pandemic. It seems incredible that he could consider in this way an intervention which had not only not been previously tried, but was also specifically not recommended by the WHO, and which has manifestly failed. Most sensible people consider lockdown to have been one of the biggest crimes against humanity ever. The efficacy of lockdown is not the issue, even if demonstrated to be highly effective at saving lives. The price paid by those at the receiving end in terms of restriction of common law freedoms, such as the right to assembly, free speech and movement, was too high a price to pay. Rather than question if lockdowns were not right or not, I'm with Lionel Shriver when she asks how we ever let this happen in the first place. Why did people not offer more resistance? I've no answer to that question, but I know with certainty whatever decisions the UK government comes to regarding the effectiveness of lockdown or their necessity in future, it will not happen again. The most successful outcome of lockdown has been to galvanise a large group of people, right and left, pro-vaxxers and vaccine sceptics, conspiracy theorists and conspiracy deniers, and those who believe in viruses and those who are sceptical, into a body which, while we will continue to bicker amongst ourselves, will rise and resist if there's ever a next time.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.